Masechet Avot Perek Daler, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Ben Zoma Omed, Ben Zoma would say, Ezehu Hacham Halomed Mikol Adam, who is considered to be a wise man, somebody who learns from anybody, even from people who don't have as much knowledge or are a younger age than himself. A person who values knowledge will realize that everybody has something to share. He doesn't only listen to people who are super wise, but even people who are less knowledgeable than he is, everybody has something to share. If they have the ability to teach him, he's wise enough to realize that the more wisdom he attains, the better. So they don't have to be in a position of status in order to share with him, but he wants wisdom in such a deep way that he'll go anywhere to get it. Shine'emad mikol milamedai hiskalti. We learn from the pasuk in Tehillim, from all who teach me, I grew wise. That's the Hacham. Ezehu gibor hakoveshet Yisro. Who is a strong man, a person who conquers his yetzer hara, he's in control of his desires and all of his pleasures. Shine'emar tov erech apayim migibor umoshel beruho miloked ir. A person who is slow to anger is better than a strong man, and a person who is the master of his passions is better than a conqueror of a city. A person who fights his yetzer hara is encountering a much greater challenge than somebody who's fighting in a milhama, in a war. The fight against the Yetzer Hara doesn't end. A person could vanquish his enemy in a war, and it's all over. But when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, it's a lifelong battle. And when talking about the fight against the Yetzer Hara, that's a spiritual battle, which has much more value than the physical fight that somebody would be in. And the Yetzer Hara is deceptive. It looks like a friend. It doesn't look like an enemy. It looks like it's trying to be nice to you, but in reality, it's trying to hurt you. Thirdly, Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Behelko, who is considered to be a rich man, somebody who's happy with his lot in life. He's happy with his share. Shine'emar Yegia Kapecha Kitochel Ashtecha Vetovlach. When you eat from the labor of your hands, you're fortunate and all is well with you. So we see from here a person who's satisfied with the basic needs, with his own needs, his family's needs, the ability to serve the Torah properly, is a real man of Ashirut, a man of Ashirut, a man of riches, somebody who's happy with his lot in life. If he wants to spend a crazy amount of money, he's never going to stop. It's just going to be continuous journey to attain more and to build more wealth. He'll always want the next stage in life. So that person is lacking, because he always wants more, so therefore we don't have the ability to call him rich. But somebody who is happy is considered to be a man who's rich. If a person's unhappy with a situation, how could we call him fortunate? How could we call him ashrecha, like the pasuk says? So therefore, when the pasuk says ashrecha, it must be talking about a person who is happy with his lot in life. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tov lach la'olam haba. Somebody who's fortunate in this world, and he is tovlach in the next world. A person who's satisfied with what Hashem gave him, he's not looking to receive gifts from anybody else. So therefore, he's not in a state of embarrassment at all in Olam Hazeh, and he is in a good place. And since he doesn't have a desire for more, his focus is going to be on the right things. He's not going to try and steal. He's not going to try and cheat people. He's going to be an honest individual, so he'll follow the mitzvot. So therefore, he'll have the ability to gain entrance to Olam Haba. And lastly, Ezehu Mechubad HaMechabed Et Beliot, who is considered to be an honored man, the person who honors others. Shine'emar Ki Mechabedai Achabed Uboza Yekalu. Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who disgrace me shall be degraded. We learn from here that if a person honors another individual who's deserving of honor, they'll feel appreciated and they'll honor him back as well in return. We see from the four different definitions that Ben Zoma gave, it's the opposite of what we would think. A wise man, we would think, is somebody who teaches. But we see from here, no, it's somebody who learns from others. A strong man is a man who conquers his own personal Yetzer Hara. You would think a strong man is somebody who attacks others. A rich man is somebody who's happy with what he has. He has enough possessions in order to satisfy him. He's not somebody who wants more money and more money, which we typically think that a rich man is like. And an honored person is not one who is looking for honor from other people, but he's somebody who gives honors to others.